Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
It's official. Trump Force,
as I was saying,
Trump Force 47 worked. So he gave about a 9-minute speech. I know J.D. Vance gave a speech, but I want to take you closer to home. We'll still find there were bomb threats, and we talked about this last night during our special live coverage, but there were these bomb threats across the country, some of which there are allegations that this was Russia or Russian interference to try to call in bomb threats. Is that the case for Chester County? That investigation is ongoing. So many county officials were scrambling to make sure that those voters could go to other polling places because the bomb threat called in to the Chester County Municipal Building there obviously displaced people. They had to evacuate, so they very quickly, I think, in their flexibility, were able to get people to go where they needed to go and so that they could vote. But when you think about, I'll just take you through it for Pennsylvania. I mean, Dave McCormick against U.S. Senator Bob Casey Jr., longtime incumbent. That one is too close to call and not official. I know that Ryan McKenzie has claimed victory over his incumbent. This is Susan Wild in the Lehigh Valley congressional race that we have talked a lot about. There are so many Pennsylvania races that we need to go down ticket and look at all these different individuals in Pennsylvania and what that means. So as far as the House, I know that officially that has not been called, but the results coming in show Republican Dave Sunday in the lead for attorney general right now. So we're looking at all of these for you, all of these different races. The Democrats, on the Democrat side, I think the biggest Democrat victory that people are talking about is that Democrat Andy Kim in New Jersey won that open New Jersey seat. Obviously, that was Bob Menendez, disgraced Menendez. And so defeating, though, Republican Curtis Bashaw.
By the way, they didn't... At least on CNN, they didn't call New Jersey until 4:30 this morning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, effective like an hour ago, all I was seeing was Fox News had declared it, which was back at 1:30 in the morning. And then I'm seeing the New York Times website, CNN, all holding out some sort of hope. And this is after Kamala Harris conceded. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So I think this time around, maybe it was... Even Fox News was a little late, even though they were before CNN. You know, if you were flipping back and forth, Fox News was like, and the 47th, president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. And CNN was like, well, she hasn't conceded. We were too, not official.
By the way, watching MSNBC, if you watched them at like 5 or 6 o'clock and then watched them at 11 o'clock, it was completely different. Because if you looked at because all these reports, Lehigh University, there's 7-hour
lines,
the waits and stuff like that. And everybody's like, wow, this is going to be a huge turnout. College kids, all these college towns, Temple University, the one, one of the precincts down there. There were lines out there. They were like, "Wow, this is unheard of. This is unprecedented."
Yeah, Hannity was talking about Temple a lot last night.
And then the first county started. The first dribs and drabs started coming in, and all of a sudden they were like, "Well, Trump is overperforming here." Trump's overperforming there.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris is underperforming here.
Mm-hmm. How about them Amish?
Yes. By the way,
I called this.
You did. You were all over the raw milk, right?
The raw milk, the spilled milk. Don't mess with the Amish. Don't bring your SWAT team to the farms.
To that point, I know we're getting way ahead of our skis here, but to that point, Phil, can you pull up cut 8? This is Jake Tapper last night on CNN when him and John King where they were talking about Bucks County and they were looking at. They were looking at all of the areas where Joe Biden did in 2020 compared to Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. And his reaction when they break this news to him is amazing. Cut 8, go.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we can show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming in 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything in the east side there.
Literally nothing.
Literally nothing.
Literally not one.
Is that thing
county?
Working?
Literally not one county.
I saw a stat last night, and this had to be about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and I didn't want to get too crazy because it was still quote early in the evening. But she was still at the same number Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania with suburban females. Now I want people to think about how impossible that can be, right? In 2000, I think it was 56 or 58%. That was the number Joe Biden had. Kamala Harris did not even go up a tenth of a point at that point in the night. Maybe it changed. I'm not sure, but you would have to think as a biological female, she would automatically improve on Joe's numbers. After Roe v. Wade 2 years ago, she would automatically improve, even if just by a smidgen. And at that point last night, like 10:45 at night, she did not. If that doesn't go to show you how unlikable and unqualified she is, nothing will.
Congratulations to my favorite redhead in politics. This is Stacey Garrity, treasurer. So that race is a good one. And incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Dan Muser, he's projected to win. I mean, projected to win, they're writing. It's like 71%. So he represents a lot of the coal country, so-called, of Pennsylvania, Berks, Luzerne, Schuylkill. And look at the futures in the stock market right now reacting, going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I will say again what I said 10 minutes ago. All the future advertisers, the line starts around the building, okay? Okay? Because this radio station has the pulse of this listening area.
I think the rates are going up, too.
Scoop! Get on this, buddy.
Yeah, get a little bump here, boss.
100%, 100% rate increase. Let's go.
Yep.
So it's a big celebratory morning, and we'll look again. McCormick, the big U.S. Senate race for Pennsylvania, not called yet. So we're still getting those numbers finalized and getting those in.
I got to tell you, I'm stunned by that, Dawn. I said I didn't make hardly any predictions, but I did. I think we kind of gave like a soft prediction on the Senate race, and I'll admit for being wrong. I said on the air I thought he was going to lose by 6, 7, 8 points. So that is one of the biggest developments. I did not see that coming. I really didn't.
The forecast today might not see that coming. 80 degrees.
Oh,
summer
man.
Light.
Wow.
Summer-like day for
Thank
us.
God.
So 80 degree day.
Well, I'll be sleeping all day.
I know.
The nap today is going to be off the charts.
I
no
ask,
alarm today, by the way.
I got to ask both of you because Phil Almquist came in at 4:45 when I got here this morning and said, "Did you get any sleep?" And I told him that I napped. I napped for about 2 hours last night.
Yeah, but I took two naps from about 11:30 to 1:30, and then about 2:15 until 4.
Dawn, you?
I can't nap. So during the day, no, I never
napped. No. Did you sleep last night?
I did. Like I say, whatever time that was that Mike Johnson seriously was like en route and said he was flying to Mar-a-Lago, whatever that time was, that's when. So maybe I got like 2 or 3 hours sleep.
Gotcha.
But I think, you know, we're all running on fumes and adrenaline and the
caffeine.
Excitement. And, you know, I know we'll break down the vote. Hispanics going for Trump. I mean, there's so much to look
Paul,
at this.
Paul on the YouTube chat says, what time does The View come on?
Good one.
Oh, man.
Is it on during the Dawn show? During my, is it on mid-morning, right?
I'm curious what MSNBC is doing. I want to.
Oh, yeah. Did Mika, is she like having a meltdown?
Joe Scarborough is probably crying in his Hanes.
Who was it? Who was it?
Oh, they didn't even, they're still doing election coverage.
Oh,
so
really?
So they're.
the U.S. Senate officially, they're saying they're very pouty, sourpuss face, though, aren't they? So it's somebody on our chat and somebody, you know, on, there's Jeff Bartos, Joy. So just so much, so many, my phone is going crazy. But I will say this, that there are so many people who are, you know, celebrating this morning. Somebody asked, why would anybody watch CNN last night?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was fun to flip around and see the sourpuss, pouty faces like Caitlin, like all of them. They were they were just so negative energy and sour pussy. And so then you go over to Fox and they're, you know what I mean? Like different stations. It was a hoot.
I got to say, you know, everybody accuses the right of being in, you know, their own echo chamber. And a lot of times they are. But nobody ever says that about liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, were they in an echo chamber last night. They did not. I don't think, at least what I saw from like right wing Twitter, people were like, yeah, this could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Left wing Twitter was like, there's no chance that he can win.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at these things, like I was seeing like Harris blowout. I was looking at these things. I was just like, where are they getting this data from?
I know. I really think they thought that they could just win this and pull this off with Trump derangement syndrome, Hitler, and Roe v. Wade, and it was not enough. Not even close.
Yeah.
Stunner.
I mean, we really have to re-examine not us, but like people have to re-examine where they get their news from.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
Omika's wearing all black.
Her black neck scarf.
It's a funeral.
Her black neck scarf so she could like pull it over her head like a babushka. She's in mourning.
Oh, man. If there was ever a day to soak in the mainstream media while you still listen to us on the radio.
It's going to come down to the gender gap. So what happened here?
Okay, so let me take this in a couple of pieces. So gender gap, it existed, right? No, women backed Vice President Harris. Men backed President-elect.
Who is that? Mika's not even speaking.
That's fine.
She is all in black. That is amazing.
Right? She's mourning. Just pull that neck scarf around her over her head, you know, just to grieve. All right, but we're certainly celebrating this 80-degree forecast. Official numbers still coming in. You'll get it all here. Don't worry. But we're sponsored by Budget Blinds. The holidays are coming. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. The only no-questions-asked warranty in the entire business. Just schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. Budget Blinds, thank you for sponsoring us. It would be a perfect week, Nikhil and Greg Stocker, if we, you know, make sure that Dallas just loses bigly.
Yes.
Dallas
is that,
week.
Is that tonight? Or
isn't Dallas
night?
Week this
no.
weekend?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, no,
Sunday.
What day is
okay.
it?
Yeah,
coming up
weekend.
Sunday. Yeah.
It's Dallas week.
I think I'm still drunk, honestly. I don't know what's happening.
I'm
right
drunk
now.
On victory right now. I was completely sober last night. By the way, my anxiety was off the charts.
By the way, to all the, you know, all the people out there on MSNBC, and I said this to, you know, everybody in 2020, relax. It'll be okay. You'll get through this.
Yeah.
The sun will come up. The days will go on. Mm-hmm. Your life is, you know, it's fine. Just relax. Okay. Everybody relax. Thank you.
All right. Dawn, you have a sponsor to hit?
I did. Budget Blinds.
Ah, all right.
There's no chance we're going to be,
I know,
we're on track today.
Here we go. 6:18. Thank you very much, Dawn. Let's get to a post-election big take.
The big take. On Kale and Company.
The big take this morning. It is brought to you by Wawa, the greatest comeback of all time. Victory, vindication, redemption. Donald Trump and all of us who voted for him can soak it in. How sweet it is. And in Trump's words, success will be our revenge. Quote, I don't have time for revenge. I have a lot to do starting on day one. End quote. Fox News and others calling the election for Donald Trump in the wee hours of this morning, with the Electoral College showing Donald Trump at 277, Kamala Harris at 226. Trump winning North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, which renders Michigan, Arizona, Nevada meaningless. On June 27th, Donald Trump took out Joe Biden. On November 5th, Donald Trump took out Kamala Harris. The Democrats, the left wing, the mainstream media, and the attempted assassins, they all failed to take out the garbage. They failed. They failed to take out the trash. And all of us deplorables can soak it in. Because this is a glorious comeback and one that all of you should absorb. Hoaxes, investigations, impeachments, indictments, arrests, arraignments, mugshots, and bullets. Donald Trump is still standing. Republicans, still standing. Hitler, Nazis, and the most disgusting rhetoric possible were still standing. Because Donald Trump and all of you refused to quit. You did exactly what was asked of you. Fight, fight, fight. And indeed, you did. You took advantage of early voting in person. You capitalized on mail-in ballots. You stayed in line. And on election day, you got your fat ass off of the couch and you voted for Donald Trump. That's what you did. A Republican Party like I've never seen before. Elon Musk, Bobby Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard all joining the Donald Trump GOP party, the Republican movement. It is a totally different party than it was years ago. Endorsements from guys like Joe Rogan, women, black voters, Hispanic voters, Jewish voters, Arabic voters, saying that Donald Trump is the best option. And a big shout out to Laura Trump, Michael Whatley, Linda Kearns, and all of those who helped as a poll watcher and an observer, the lawyers, the legal experts, for making sure this was a safe and secure election. And the Democrats were right. They were. It was about joy, hope, and change. The joy experienced all over the nation at this very moment. We kept the hope alive. And we got change. And now we get to bathe in the tears of all of those who manufactured and created the chaos in the media and in the government. I'm talking to Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, AOC, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, John Kerry, Bill Clinton. How you feeling right now? Former Republicans like the Cheneys, the Romneys, and the Bushes, who had the temerity to support the most left-wing senator of all time, Kamala Harris? How are you feeling about that right now? And to all of those in the lamestream media, how you doing this morning? CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the USA Today, the Philadelphia Inquirer. You mad? Yeah, you are. Joy Reid, Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper. We're just checking on you. And to all of the unhinged women on TikTok that say, I can't talk to my dad no more. He voted for Trump. Did you sleep last night or did you go live on TikTok? And we also have to do a status check on the following corrupt officials, because I'm not forgetting anybody. Let's talk about the DOJ. Let's talk about Larry Krasner. How you doing, Larry? Let's talk about all the prosecutors all over the country. Has anybody done a welfare check on, I don't know, Merrick Garland? What about Jack Smith? How you doing, Jack? Letitia James, Fonnie Willis, Nathan Wade, Alvin Bragg, Judge Engamoron, as Dawn would say. And to all of the haters out there that bashed all of us. To the haters that bashed me. Oh, Nick, terrible career choice. Don't do it. And for publicly supporting Donald Trump, I just don't tweet about it. Don't talk about it. Where are you at now? Because I have the receipts. And this election was about receipts, if you think about it. 4 years of Donald Trump, 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And you could compare and contrast the results. The economy, the border, energy, inflation, crime, wars, all of the issues favored Donald Trump. But I can't lie, I was nervous. I did not make a prediction because I had no idea which way this thing would go. I was not going to be shocked if Kamala Harris won. A lot of people vote with their feelings, a lot of dum-dums out there. I was nervous, but But I was also cautiously optimistic because I had a sense that we were going to see a boost with black voters, Hispanic voters, and across other demographics. And I knew if it came down to policy, it's Trump all day. But I can't lie, I was scared of women. I was scared of Roe v. Wade. I was scared of TDS. But common sense, sanity, and results prevailed. And mean tweets are back. And hopefully so is the American dream and what could be. I know it's about a victory right now, but 4 years of Trump, I don't know, 8 years of J.D. Vance, who knows? Endless possibilities, sky is the limit. But last night signified the end of the nonsense, especially if Republicans keep the House. Trump back in the White House, the Republicans in control of the Senate, and well on their way to maintaining the House. The nonsense is over. Things like DEI, CRT, and all the woke garbage. That era of American politics came to an end. Identity politics, dead, buried, gone. Come back for the ages. Now, it is time to make America great again. Again. For a second time. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it is brought to you by Wawa. As if you've heard from Wawa about their pizza, oh, it's phenomenal. But did you know that Wawa's pizza is really affordable at a great price? Right now, get a personal 14 or 16-inch Wawa pizza for just $6, $8, or $10, because you got to have a Wawa. 855-839-1210. We will take your calls all morning long as we continue. Donald Trump back at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It is Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Maybe you're in such a great mood, you're ready to go buy a car right now. You're going to go at like 8 o'clock this morning as soon as they open up. Can I suggest the 2025 Hyundai Tucson? Well, it's the brand's most popular SUV. Bold new design, has plenty of cargo space, while the standard all-wheel drive and great gas mileage keeps you prepared for any adventure. I don't know, maybe you're going to drive down to Mar-a-Lago right now. Maybe you're going to drive down to the White House and just toot the horn for a little bit. It also protects you and your family with best-in-class safety. Visit Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown off of Route 422 or Piazza Hyundai off of Route 202 in Westchester. Online anytime at PiazzaHyundai.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Don Stensland, the floor is yours. I'll ask you one question, though. How many times do you think you will cry on the air today?
I didn't.
Let it go, girl.
Here's the thing that's funny. I didn't. I'm kind of surprised. I did not cry less. Even I knew I felt this was coming, and so many of us, you know, with girlfriends and moms from across the, and we were all like texting, you know, but I didn't. I actually didn't.
Are you in shock? Has it not really hit home yet?
No, I just think that I felt, I really am not, I'm just so not surprised. I really believed that this was not going to be close. And I know some people are like, why is she saying that? But it's not an analytics thing. It's just a feeling because, yeah. And I swear to you, I was praying about this and praying, and even I saw Kellyanne Conway, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, and she had put out something about, you know, just worrying about Trump and his safety. And I just put out, pray for Trump and the family. But I think part of this is that people don't realize they all, and on the left, it's disappointing that they still don't get it. And I hope that they do, that they keep making, oh, this is racist, it's sexist, and all this and that. So it's obviously a combination. It is a referendum, in my opinion. But it's what I said, you know, what I was saying about, I think it was yesterday, about the baggage. And so think about those first-time voters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I know Melania Trump had tweeted out a picture of her 18-year-old and my 18-year-old, because we were pregnant back in the day at the same time in 2006. Those individuals born in 2006. So think about what those 18-year-olds went through during the pandemic and what they saw, what they witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think part of this is not, you have to look at beyond the vice president who was put into this, thrust into the situation, you know, what, less than like 90 days ago or something. So it's not all her. And I hope that Democrats look at that. This is also a piece of this is the same thing that happened, I would say, here in Philadelphia. We saw a referendum on this far left progressive movement. And so we saw Sherelle Parker ushered in as somebody who's considered more of an like old school moderate type of a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
right? Even in a blue city like Philadelphia. But it was a rejection of all this whole progressive far left, like the Helen Gim, AOC. AOC came here to campaign. Remember, just she was here within the past week. She was here. And she also campaigned in our mayoral race. What did that bring? A loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that this whole progressive thing is done. It's over with. And I'm thankful for every family, every parent in the suburbs, all the school boards that have been worried about this title, this ridiculous Title IX, Title IX change that Biden-Harris did that was mm-hmm. way over the top. That, by the way, even though former President Obama had put in Title IX rules, they were nowhere near this. This mm-hmm. was, this was way far to the left.
Yep.
So I think that a lot of this that people don't see is that a lot of your first time voters, they lived through what it's like to have a far overreaching government that tells you as a kid, you're banned from school. You can't go to sports. Right. They're still mad about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I think, a part of that is they experience what that's like to have an overreaching government that's telling you what
yes.
you can and cannot do. You must have a vaccine to go to school, whether mm-hmm. it's middle school, high school or college.
Mm-hmm.
All of those first time voters. And then on top of it, different groups such as Hispanics and that group was taken for granted.
And it was also, and what we do here, and you see the sweatshirt right now that I'm wearing, free speech lives here. You know, we talk about the adage of don't tread on me, and that's what they've done for the last 4 years. They tried to infringe upon your First Amendment rights to free speech. Obviously, we know her history with the Second Amendment, with guns, and your point, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, the censorship, the shadow banning, the way in which you were treated in the early days of the pandemic. And this was your way to get back at the system and the establishment by voting for Donald Trump. And look, you think about this. I just saw this tweet. The Harris campaign, and, you know, she could have had 90 years. I think the results would have been the same because she is unlikable, and she's always been that way. Remember, her approval rating was lower than Joe Biden's. She was a drain on Joe's ticket. They were thinking of replacing her in early 2023. And they put together in 90 days after they subverted democracy, by the way, because remember, they voted for Joe Biden to be the nominee, and they said, no, we'll tell you who the option is. They had a $1.1 billion campaign. They trotted out every A-lister in their prime or out of their prime. And it still didn't matter.
What a waste of money.
What a waste of money. Trump's going to win the popular vote.
The Democrats really need to do some soul searching and find out what their coalition is. Because I don't think when it's all said and done, it's going to be weeks before we know, this percentage of this voting bloc went for this person and, you know, vice versa. I think what can be taken from this is that pieces of every group broke more for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you have the and you know, to the credit of this show and everybody on the station, we've all been saying that. It's not one group that you need to win. You need to win, you know, a more percentage of this group,
yep.
more percentage of that group, more percentage of this group.
Pick a little here, pick a little off there.
But the Democrats are going to continually be on the losing side of this if they can't figure out how to speak to white working class men.
You're right. You're right. And we've seen the parties flip. This is about middle class, working, blue collar people that live paycheck to paycheck. And the Democrats, they catered to the progressive coastal elites, the Ivy Leaguers, the West Coasters. They catered to Gen Z, student loan bailouts. They were trying to buy your vote with that. All the LGBTQ plus nonsense. Again, focus on the heart of America. It's a very simple blueprint. They lost with the union workers up and down. And you're right, we'll see the exit polls in the coming days and weeks. And I'll come to your calls in just 1 second. But the one thing I feel pretty confident in, now seeing the results as they have come in, I really do think Trump got right around 18 to 20% of the black vote. And I'm going to be very interested to see how those numbers actually come out. I know last night, and again, it was very early in the broadcast, but I believe it was either Rich or it might have been, it was Jimmy Failla. He saw one stat coming out that in Georgia, 25% of black voters were riding with Trump. Now, that's one state. That was at like 7:30 in the evening. So that's a very small piece of anecdotal evidence. But I do believe that number went up from 12%, like I thought, and probably didn't get to 25. But again, if you got to 16 or 18%, and then the Hispanic vote, the Jewish vote, you name it, like Greg said, picking and just plucking little bits here, it's like a little buffet. You grab a little scoop of this, a little scoop of that.
I will say this too, that we have, you know, in a way we say we paint with these broad brush strokes. So the quote unquote Hispanic vote, the black vote, the this vote, the women's vote. I think that Americans across the board in greater numbers just said, I believe that Donald J. Trump is the one who can fix all of this. And that's why, I mean, look at the futures right now. Stock prices, bond yields, Bitcoin, by the way, surging as voters, you know, returned former President Trump. He's to the White House. He's calling it a golden age. He has this rare opportunity, it looks like, that and nothing's official, but, you know, look at the numbers. So Trump with the Senate and the House, the trifecta here. And so it's a rare time that maybe they have 2 years to fix some things. And now they have to get busy and go to work. And then what about these Avengers? You know, that's what we call them, with Tulsi and the team, right? An incredible team. And most of them, let's say 38 to 52. And so this is the face of your future Republican Party, what that looks like, redefining it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to redefine government with somebody like Elon Musk? They've talked about, you know, shaving the fat and shaving the bureaucracy. So will they do that?
It's also, the Democrats need to find a way to speak to the listeners of this radio station. And I say that because, you know, we get painted as like it's just conservatives that listen to this. No, there's a lot of blue collar people that listen to this radio station that probably used to be Democrats, and they just don't. They've lost that group, and they're never going to make any sort of inroads with any sort of election if they can't talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say this that they should maybe stop shaming us, you know, stop shaming us and stop name calling us and bullying us.
Yeah. Well, that's That's the failure of the Harris campaign. It was all she did was keep saying what people already thought or know of Trump.
It's well beyond Harris. I mean, look at somebody that I've been talking about for years. Look at what happened to some ordinary moms in the suburbs. Let us not forget Meg Brock, what happened to her. And so this baggage of what they did, they were bullying people. Remember what they did to Moms of Liberty? These were moms. I was like texting back and forth. You headed down to the big convention. Their first convention was here in Philadelphia. And there were people reporting that the local Communist Party was giving out $50 gift cards to like homeless people or whoever to go and protest against these terrible, evil Moms for Liberty. These were moms in minivans who were gathering and like praying for the future of the country and their kids not to be, you know, indoctrinated. And so for this, you know, this is, here's the thing. I don't want to have a conversation about what Democrats need to do. You know what you need to do? You need to stop name calling. Stop having a sign in your lawn that says hate has no home here. Look within your heart. That's where the hate is. It's in your heart against people who think differently and want freedom and value freedom. That's what that's about. Don't be shaming me. And I'm sick of it. And I have had so many people come up to me, whether it was tailgating or whether it was at the grocery store, and I'm wearing my MAGA hat, and they're like, Dawn, thank you. Because you know what? I'm wearing my MAGA hat too. Why should I be ashamed? Why was I in the closet? Or why? And that's what they did to us. Mm-hmm. They made us feel ashamed that because of our values. And friends, I have dear friends across the area. They had Trump flags not way out by the road. I'm talking about lit flags, like by their American flag, mm-hmm. like close to the front door, that were demolished or vandalized. And by the way, where's Larry Krasner and others looking into that situation?
Yep.
Coming up to their front door? So no, shame on you. Mm-hmm. For trying to bully other fellow Americans and blocking the phone lines of people like Meg Brock and who became citizen journalists.
Yep.
And that's what's incredible to me, is all these people rose up, and it's so American, is it not? Rose up and said, no, this is wrong. And started doing things very properly, filing those Freedom of Information requests, asking the right questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are ordinary Americans who took it upon themselves to say, I will stand up for what I believe in. You can persecute me. And at the top of that is somebody who had two assassination attempts, shot in the air, fight, fight, fight. That was the rally call.
You're right. We've got the cut sheet coming up 1 hour from now. That is at 7:45. Tony Bruno live from Florida at 8:30. In the meantime, your phone calls, 855-839-1210. Let's start with Joe in Marlton. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Joe, you go right ahead.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone doing today?
Woo!
I'm feeling good, brother.
Oh, man, I tell you, I walked into Wawa this morning on Route 70, and everybody was in there. We're getting our coffee, and I'm singing, oh, what a beautiful morning. And about half of the people stood there with their head down, stirring their coffee, where the other guys just bust out laughing.
Yeah, you can tell real quickly who's happy and who's not, right?
Oh, man. I got my man Ted from Swarthmore out there. I know he's driving with a big smile on his way into work today. And I tell you, I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. And I tell you what, I love you guys. You do a great job. And I feel like I'm going to jump out of my skin today.
Well, you should, man. You should enjoy it, soak it in, and extend it beyond today, Joe. It's not just about today. Because remember, we had to deal with this nonsense for 4 years. So take it for 4 days, for 4 weeks, for 4 months, for 4 years. Enjoy it for as long as you want. And a lot of people told you it was improbable, it was impossible. But you know what? Miracles happen. And that wasn't even close last night. I mean, that was a beatdown. I mean, Trump just gave it to her, and he gave it to her good. And thanks to all the voters, that's how we get these results. 855-839-1210. We have to hit a break.
Yes.
Here, right? Okay. So let's hit a break. We're going to come back. We've got a couple of open lines if you want to get in. We're going to run the board, as many calls as we can get in from all of you. I would love to hear what you're thinking this morning, what you were thinking last night, when you started to feel like it was possible that he was going to pull this off. And I know he was, quote, the favorite, but it still does feel like an upset when you consider what he was up against from the machine. Your calls, 855-839-1210. We continue taking your reaction next on Kale and Company.
We are off to paradise once again, the Italian Riviera, on a gastronomical event that only conservative tourists can deliver. I hope you join me for 11 luxurious days with the professionals from Conservative Tours, the best tour operator, of course, in all of Italy. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I'm talking about Portofino, Rapallo, Santa Margherita Ligure, Tuscany, of course, and the brilliant Cinque Terre, $53.78. Yes, that includes your airfare, dining events at the wineries in Tuscany, and even an authentic farm visit to see Parmesan cheese being crafted by hand. Call toll-free 888-733-9494. Just go to conservativetours.com, and you can scroll down. You'll see my name and picture and a full itinerary with some of the pictures, the images of some of these beautiful places we're going to visit, like the hidden Italian villages you've never seen, like Giacomo Puccini, San Gimignano, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence, and Milan. And we will conclude this incredible tour on the Lakes region with Bellagio, Orta, and Isola Bella. Join me next spring in Italy. We have a lot to celebrate together. ConservativeTours.com. I'll see you in Cinque Terre. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I see the front page cover of the New York Times. Trump storms back. Stunning return to power after dark and defiant campaign. That's just a little glimpse into what the poor old New York Times decided to put up as front page material. Let's get to your calls, and we'll go to Jackson, New Jersey, and Roger is with us. Roger, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, good morning. I think you guys should operate on less sleep more often. You're really, really great this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to thank Laura Trump, because you think about it, she was kind of the unsung hero. She got us voting early. She got us really engaged, and I think that's the big thing. And we need to keep doing this forward, more and more, getting going early, voting often, whatever it takes. We need to start acting differently as voters. That's number one. And two, the hard work is yet to come. Like you said before, the DOJ, the FBI, CIA, they're not going to go away and take their marbles easily. They're going to need to be shown the door to people from the, and we need to get more people in the government. I mean, look who's taken over our War College and who's taken over our agencies. We need to get more people from Hillsdale College and other universities that believe the way we do to start applying for these jobs and start getting involved more and making the change. Because really, like I said, the fight has just begun, because for the next 2 years, it's going to be all out. If you thought it was tough before with the name calling and, you know, the Hitler this and that, that was nothing. They're not going to go away easy. I guarantee that.
You're right. They're not going to go away easy, Roger, but I actually think the hardest part is past Trump. I really do. I think the hardest part was winning, because now he's going to have the Senate in his favor. He's likely going to maintain control of the House. He's going to be the king. He's going to be the sheriff. He's going to be the dictator all day. Well, the whole bit, right? So they can say what they want. They can call him. It doesn't matter. He overcame it all. And why I say the hardest part is in the rearview mirror. Let's not forget what he did the first time around in 2017 and 2018 and 2019 before the you-know-what hit the fan in 2020. He's proven he can run a good economy like a business. He's proven he can secure the border and have significantly lower number border crossings without even finishing and getting the completion of the wall. He's proven that he didn't start a new war. First president in, what, over 40 years that didn't start a new war. So I would argue the hardest part was getting back in office with what they threw at him, money-wise, big tech, big pharma, Hollywood, all the three-letter alphabet agencies out there. He overcame all of it, and he did it in, I don't want to call it a landslide, but he kicked her butt last night, right? So to me, the hardest part is over. You had to just get over the mountaintop. Now he can stay at the mountaintop. And it's going to be glorious. And I really am going to spend today consuming some of the mainstream media television shows. I'm going to look at all the websites, you know, the Politicos, the Newsweeks, the Rolling Stones, because, you know, they're going to put a huge slant on it, right? Politico now saying that basically Trump got his get out of jail for free card. He'll never face the music. By the way, I never forget, folks, and I know this audience knows this, those indictments, those arrests, those arraignments. If Trump doesn't run for office, those never even come up in the first place, right? We saw that. They just started in 2023, and it was in March of 2023, and it started with Alvin Bragg, and then the next one, and then the next one, Washington, Georgia, Florida, you name it, locally, federally, statewide. It's all coordinated. It wasn't coincidental. It's all coordinated. And he still overcame it. So I think the toughest part is past him, and now he can kick butt and take names. 855-839-1210. More of your calls when we come back. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour two. Cut sheet at 7:45. It's Kale and Company, as Trump is now 47. Back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.